Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to release and analyze the results of the first quarter of 2014. We inform that the press release for the first quarter of 2014 is available at the website of investor relations of the company in Portuguese and English. And this conference call will be held only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are connected only in listening mode, and later on we have the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, should you please ask the help of an operator by pressing star zero. I would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br. Present here with us are Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Administrative, Financial, and Investor Relations Officer, as well as the other executives of the company. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that statements made during this conference call about prospects and operating and financial estimates of the company's business are only forecasts based on the expectations of management regarding the future of the company. Such expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the overall economic performance of the country, of the industry, and international markets. Now I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Administrative, Financial, and Investor Relations Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending one more conference call of Grendene to release the earnings of the first quarter of 2014. As you may know, yesterday we have released information referring to this period after the closing of the market. I'll be brief in my comment, just highlighting a few relevant aspects about the performance of the first quarter, economic and financial aspects, and the prospects of Grendene, leaving more time for Q&A. Before we start discussing the performance of the company, I would like to call your attention to the payment of dividends. According to the bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend is calculated based on 25% of the net income remaining in the year after creating the legal reserves. Based on the balance calculated on March 31st, 2014, and according to the prepayment of dividends in every quarter policy and the new policy for dividend payment adopted on February 13, 2014, the company will pay interim dividends at referendum of the general shareholdings meeting that approved the accounts for the year 2014 in the amount of 42 million reais as of May 14, 2014. Those entitled to receive dividends will be the shareholders who hold common shares enrolled in company records on April 29, 2014, the cutoff date. Therefore, shares of Grendene GRND3 will be traded ex-dividend as of April 30, 2014 at BMF Bovespa. Export leadership. I would like to highlight that Grendene has maintained for 12 consecutive years and by a large margin of leadership, the leadership in footwear exports, reaching 43.6% of Brazilian exports in the first quarter of 2014. Such leadership caused Grendene to have the brand of footwear that are most renowned internationally. Now, regarding the performance in the first quarter of 2014, as we have foreseen in the last quarter, the year had a rough start. The domestic market, with a very little growth, inflation pressures, and pressures by competitors that try to recover the market share we have won in recently. In addition to a high comparison basis with the first quarter of 2013, in this scenario, gross revenue has grown by 2%, boosted by a strong growth of 30.8% in the international market and a decrease in revenues in the domestic market of 5.8% when compared to the first quarter of 2013. This growth is composed of a drop in the domestic market volume of 17.5% and an increase in the external market of 4.8%. plus increases of 14.2% and 24.8% in average prices of both markets, respectively, when compared to the first quarter of 2013. The total volume amounted to 46.7 million pairs of shoes in the first quarter of 2014 against a total volume of 52.6 million pairs in the first quarter of 2013. With such results, EBIT had a drop of 19.3% and the net income dropped by 5.7% when compared to the same period of 2013. And the net income had the benefit of an increase in financial revenues of 4% and a reduction in income tax of 52%. This reduction in income tax results from the fact that state incentives are not allocated to pay dividends according to the new dividend policy announced on February 13, 2014. All margins have dropped. Gross margin by 3.3 percentage points, EBIT margin dropped by 3.8 percentage points, and the net margin has dropped by 1.6 percentage points. The cost of goods sold in the first quarter of 2014 has exceeded that in the first quarter of 2013 by 7.2%, despite the decrease in the total number of pairs sold of 11.1%, which can be explained by the increase in the cost of goods sold per pair of 5.06 reais in the first quarter of 2013 to 6.1 reais in the first quarter of 2014. An increase of 20.6%. The reasons for this growth include the several increases in raw materials that happened in the second half of last year, as well as the fact that we were not able to adjust costs at the same speed in which the demand decreased. On the other hand, part of the volume drops can be attributed to the new pricing. Results were not good, not according to our current standards. Some years ago, when we never got an EBIT margin above 10% in the first quarter, and our goal was to reach 15%. Today, an EBIT margin of 14.5% does not make us feel comfortable. This is a consequence of our success in recent years and the continuous rise in the comparison standards. Actually, this margin of 14.5% of EBITDA in this year, excluding the last year margin, which has been very good, is actually the best in the last 5 years. The fundamentals that have given us these market share gains with good returns remain in place. Scale production of attractive products with a high perceived value, strong brands, affordable prices produced at costs that ensures profitability and also distributed efficiently. Among the external factors that hinder our results in this quarter, we highlight the little dynamism of economy, persisting inflation, and uncertainties in a year of election. With these earnings, the generation of operating cash amounted to 277.6 million reals, resulting in a net cash of 876.4 million, an increase of 42.2% when compared to December 31st, 2013, and 4.5% lower when 4.5% lower when regarding the same period in 2013. In the first quarter of 2014, the foreign exchange effect was positive and amounted to 26.1 million. The gross revenue of exports increased by 10.4% before considering the foreign exchange effect and by 30.8% after considering this effect when compared to the first quarter of 2013. In this year, we believe that the domestic market will not grow much, and the external market will continue to contribute to improve margins. We once again state that our exports are quite diversified and don't depend significantly on any particular country, and that 100% of our countries are manufactured in Brazil. Reinforcing the construction of or building of brands and this privileged relationship with customers, we continue to invest between 8 and 10% of net revenue in advertising, and the Melissa Club, a network of franchises created in 2012, continues to expand. In April this year, we have reached the number of 120 stores, which totally meets our expectations regarding the potential of this market. In 2013, we have finished the first 5 years since we've started establishing long-term goals. And analyzing the comparison since 2008, we have exceeded the growth for compound average growth rate, both for the gross income as well as for net income, by far. In the first quarter of 2014, comparing only the first quarters, now it's the sixth year that we deliver above expected. We would like to reinforce that our goals are for the entire year and not only for quarters, and also that we don't expect to grow linearly, and there may be periods with a smaller growth as well as periods with more growth. We knew, and we have warned the market several times, that the process of market share gain and strong growth at the same time in which the demand of the industry doesn't grow does not happen continuously and is not, and therefore is limited. In this quarter, we estimate that we'll remain flat in terms of market, or we may possibly lose share in some lines. We'll keep on paying a lot of attention to the development of the demand in the domestic market, trying to supply the best portfolio of products for the current economic condition. And having made major operating improvements, which have elevated the comparison basis for our margins, is harder to improve such margins in the future. For the year of 2014, maintaining or even a possible decrease in such margins will depend on how volumes will behave in a market with a weak demand and price increases. In the year of 2014, based on the first quarter, the volumes will probably drop. Margins in the first quarter of 2014 were worse than in the same period of 2013. In the second quarter of 2014, we also expect worse margins than those obtained in 2013. However, our track record shows that Grendene reacts quickly, and we are committed to adapt the portfolio and costs to the economic situation, which was worse than we expected in the first quarter of 2014. As we have stated in previous years, we'll maintain the focus on strengthening our brands, on operational excellence, in a closer relationship with our sales channels, and improving margins. Based on these expectations, Grendene is sure that it will meet its goals that will be maintained for the period from 2008 to 2015. Just to remind you, the previously announced goals are a growth of gross revenue at an annual compound growth rate of 10.9%, and the growth of net income between 12 and 15% from 2008 to 2015. The goal of Grendene is to maintain advertising expenses at an average between 8 and 10% of net income. Net revenues, I'm sorry. And therefore, this is what I had to say. We can now move on to the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can now begin the Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please press star one. To remove the question, press star two. Our first question comes from Eric Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for the call. I just would like to understand your expectation a bit better regarding the tax rate in view of the change in the policy of dividends. Would you please repeat the question, please? The connection is not so clear. Would you please speak slowly and closer to the microphone, please? I'm sorry. I would like to better understand the expectations of the effective tax rate this year in view of the change in the policy of dividends. Sorry, what? What do you mean? The tax rate, the income tax rate. Oh, I see. Understand the income tax rate. The provisional measure 627 was voted in the Senate and Congress, and it's only relying on the presidential decision. There are some changes that will not affect anything that we have mentioned so far. And this measure is likely to become a law. And this measure, as announced at the end of last year, it sets out there's a change in the profit. So the distribution of dividends, rather, the integration of tax incentives to the dividend base would increase tax costs. This is the reason why the company has decided to change its dividend policy and not to allocate state incentives for the payment of dividends. Okay. Vis-a-vis last year when we did this allocation, the taxation over the dividends, it existed, but it was lower. Of course, it increased our rate, the effective rate of income tax that was paid out. And it was 12-13% of income tax. With the new policy, we no longer pay taxes over estate incentives, and the law allows us to do so. And with that, our effective income tax rate drops. By 8-10%, it's what we forecast for the year. Because of the non-taxation of state dividends that do not integrate the dividend base. So we don't believe that this situation is going to be changed. Therefore, the policy for this year shall remain the same because the distribution cost, the cost of the dividend distribution was considered high by the board. I don't know if I have answered your question. What we saw in the first quarter, would that be what we expect for the rest of the year as well? Well, there is some seasonality to be considered. I wouldn't be so optimistic because in the first quarter the effective rate was 5-6%. And based on our previous experience, it's likely to be higher than that because at the end it's not only dividends that influence the rate. There are several other factors like seasonality and government programs to feed workers and programs to incentive technology. So they also affect the income tax rate. So, but we believe that the effective tax rate is likely to be higher than that, but it shouldn't surpass 10% based on our previous experience when Grandini didn't tax the incentives. That was the track record of our income tax rate. But it's likely to increase a bit, but it should be also contemplated by what we expect anyway. So the dividend distribution, what should we expect for the rest of the year in terms of payout? Our new policy does not define a payout. It simply says that we're not going to allocate state incentives to the dividend base. So in this quarter, the payout was close to 45%. If we look in our history, in the past, when that happened, the payout is between 45 and 50% when this policy is adopted. So probably it would be within that range. We are no longer defining a payout as a target. We simply pay out the profits that the company achieves, excluding state dividends and legal reserves. And what is left is paid out. This is the policy adopted for this year, I understand. And still you are you considering repurchasing shares from the market? Are you considering that? Well, the base for you to repurchase shares and to pay interest over equity, well, it's not worth it. For you to pay dividends, the base is the same. Since we have decided not to allocate state incentives, what is left after that is for us to pay out 100%. But to buy shares, we wouldn't have to reduce dividends, but we're not considering that. If we need to buy shares as we had to do in the past, and so that has to, we must have a reserve, which in turn reduces our dividends. It's part of the same value base. So we cannot repurchase shares. Yes, and regarding our cash, it's likely to increase. When we reduce activities, cash generation of Grindin is robust. So in this quarter, we had 277 million of cash generation. And this cash is not being fully allocated to the distribution of dividends, so consequently it's likely to grow. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Pedro Batista from Nail Investments. Good morning, Francisco. I just would like to know about the net cash. I'm sorry, just a minute, please. I'm sorry, sir. We're having some technical issues with the connection, so So kindly ask the questions slowly, because we cannot understand the question if you speak fast. So please repeat your question slowly. Okay. Good morning. I just would like to ask about the net cash that increased substantially. Now it's 277 million reais, and I wanted to know about the impact in this quarter, if it's more positive or if we should consider the seasonality. I don't know if you can hear me, but basically I just wanted you to elaborate more on that. Let's see if I understood your question. The impact that we had this quarter in terms of volume, if it's going to remain the same from now on, is that what you meant? No, my question was about the cash flow that was generated in this quarter. As I said, it's very high, 277 million reais. The net working capital. I'm sorry again, sir. I cannot understand you. I'm sorry. Can you try to speak English then, please? Would you try to repeat the question, please? No, no problem. I will send you an email later on. That's fine. Again, in order to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Danilo de Julio, Concordia Brokers. Good morning. First of all, if I understood what the previous speaker was trying to ask. Given the cash flow and the fact that it followed the operating activities that were not so expressive this quarter, I want to know where this net cash position came from, because it's much higher than that of last year. That's my first question. Yes, I apologize because of the connection issues that we had, but it's much better now. Okay. What happened was that Grindini has seasonality. So it reaches the peak of its activities in the last quarter of the year. And when it reaches this peak, you can see that receivables increase and the cash decreases. And in the first quarter, it's the other way around. Receivables fall vis-a-vis the last quarter and cash increases. And receivables, they are linked to the cash. Our receivables from this first quarter, 2014, is higher than that of the first quarter of 2013. But in the cash flow, what matters is the receivables of the beginning of the period. So in addition to the generation of operating net income, we have the short-term assets and the stock that did not change, but receivables, there was a reduction and it generated this cash. If we have a low level of activities, we generate more cash and less receivables. Basically, that's the equation. Okay, just one more brief question. So in the upcoming years, do you intend to focus more on volume or focus on price like you did this quarter? Well, volume currently, it depends on externalities or external variables. We are aware that market share gains, if demand does not grow, it will be increasingly harder. So this year, the first quarter showed that there is a steady demand or a downward trend in the external market. We don't believe we're going to lose market share this year, but we do want to improve margins because last year there was an increase in costs and it has to be conveyed to costs. So it's a year in which we have to readjust prices. And it is harder now because of the recession of the current situation in which there isn't an increasing demand. And in our perception, and so far it is only a perception, we still don't have enough data disclosed, we haven't lost market share in all the lines in this quarter. In other words, what we sell less, they were not sold by competitors, but rather there was a decrease in purchases because of the current economic situation. We may be mistaken about this perception, but we believe that this quarter there were no substantial gains or growth in terms of market share. Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Marisu Hamani, Duo. Good morning. I would like to ask, as you have answered in the last question, so you don't foresee any change in the strategy to capture this loss of volume that you had in the last quarters? No. No strategy. More of a tactical value or level that would be to adjust portfolios and costs. Since our business model is to launch several collections throughout the year, obviously, the portfolio made out by these collections is being adjusted according to consumers and their purchase power at that moment, whether consumers want more variety or less variety. And that is the tactical management of the business. But the long-term strategy is not changed. Okay, thank you. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We now close the Q&A session. I would now like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final comments. Well, in order to wrap up, the earnings of the first quarter of 2014 were below our expectations, which encourages us to make the necessary adjustments and improve more and more our business model. The capacity to deliver continuously profits regularly with a privileged cash situation and good dividends paid have been the main characteristics of Grendene, which we want to preserve and won't it will make every effort to do so. Investments in consolidating the brands and relationship with the channel, distribution channels, and improvement in internal manufacturing processes and product development will remain in 2014. Once again, thank you very much for your attention. The conference call of Grendene has now ended. We thank you all for attending. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.